Blog Talk Radio.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the hottest of them all?
Well, you are, of course.
Well, of course I am. Well, fairy godmother, what shall they call me? Queen Kaya, the fairest Kaya Shimon, queen on my throne? What?
No, no, darling. You want them to know. You want him for show.
Want him? Who, fairy godmother? Who is it that you speak of?
Now, don't be silly. Let's not be delayed. I can tell you're in love by the look on your face.
Ooh, I forgot, my bad, fairy godmother. You know everything. You know, well, you know, okay. Well, what shall they call me?
He shall call you love. Yes. Lovelock. Goldilocks domain is already being used, but not for long. It will soon be removed.
Be removed? Lovelock. I want him to know. I want him for show. I want him to see how hot I am.
Hot, darling. He already knows that.
He does.
Well, of course. Now is the time for you to be cool. Communicate your love. Your voice is your tool.
Keep cool. My voice is my tool. It's hard for me to keep cool. I want him to give it to me now.
Him? Who is it that you speak of, darling?
I get it, fairy godmother. I understand. Lovelocks, huh? Okay. Lovelocks it is. But I still want him to know how hot I am.
How hot you are. And so it is.
What's up, y'all? It's your favorite girl. AB, aka FK, Streets, aka Norvado, aka Norvosa, aka anybody you want to be, what you want to call me. And my best friend.
It's the bad bitch, Ronnie, on the motherfucking line. Better check a few holes.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Okay, that's cute. And we also got Jing Wen.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Yeah,
what's up?
That's cute or whatever.
Oh, girl,
come
that's
on, girl.
The intro? Okay, anyway. So, how was y'all weekend? What y'all do? How was y'all weekend?
Girl, It was disturbed. It was disturbed. I'm saying.
Disturbing the peace, huh?
Somebody was disturbing my weekend. So I'm about to set the whole straight.
Okay, anyway. Jing, how was your weekend?
I mean, my weekend was good. You know, yesterday, a 30-year-old trying to hit on me. That's another story I get to. So.
Okay. okay, who's y'all find nigga Sunday?
Okay, so before we do all of this stuff, let me say what we're doing. So before we get into all the nitty gritty of what this conversation is about, this is your, like I said, this is Ronnie talking. You know who it is.
Okay, wait. Let me can we just do the Find a Good Friday and then you do that Friday?
I'm getting to that. I'm just letting the people know that this is not your usual show. So you're looking for Happy Ronnie, Friendly Ronnie, you need to tune in next Friday. Don't tune into this show because I'm going to say a lot of foul shit. So,
oh, my God. Okay.
But we shall proceed with the regular.
Okay,
regular.
Okay, baby. Who's your Friday? Sunday.
Sunday,
sweetie. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Oh, it is Sunday. My sexy nigga Sunday, you mean, bitch?
Okay, that was cute.
Well, it's a lot of people niggas.
Just say one.
Oh, say one person's nigga.
Okay, Jing, who's the
sexy? Not sexy. Hold on, I'm not bad. He's not sexy, though. Let me see. I'm gonna give it to seven again.
Okay. See, I was gonna give it to seven too. Jing, who are you giving it to?
Bitch, you have to think. Come on.
I gotta give it to Cam Bam. You know him?
Yeah, I know him. Cam Bam. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give it to Dudes and Octopus. I know I'm not saying it right. Teaching. Anyway. So before we start the show, let me say something. Okay? Hey, everybody. It's the best. It's Aki. I just gotta say, okay? We have four different people on the phone. It's me, Jing Wen, Vonnie, and we're going to have Meek coming up soon. This is what I want to say to y'all first. Y'all need to hold the people accountable for what they said, if they said it, okay? So don't hold me accountable for what Vonnie says or what Jing Wen says.
And don't be backpedaling what the fuck you said. Don't say shit and then backpedal like nobody fucking heard you, bitch. Okay?
Okay, and so let me just say something.
Did you cast that? Baby doll, did you cast that?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway. So, y'all know what I'm saying. Hold people accountable for what they said. Don't say nothing to me, because tonight is the night I just didn't look pretty. Like, well, that's every day. But, you know, more emphasis on the pretty tonight.
Like I said, I was the third, because I always look pretty.
So, she's
going to
be... No, so, sweetie, you're ugly tonight.
Well,
you're
ugly.
You don't look
tonight.
Better than me.
Very
Can we clear something
tonight.
Up, too? Can we
very
clear something
ugly
up, too?
Tonight.
Can we clear something up real quick before we really get into the team? I want y'all to know, if y'all seen that, the flyer picture, I want y'all to know that was real shady because, first of all, we all know this. Oops. I have more words than Bonnie, okay?
Okay, rewind, pause, press play, stop, record.
Come on.
What you got to do? You have more Grammys than I do.
Let's just say she was holding the event awards, too.
Oh, my God. Y'all doing too much. Y'all know I have more awards than any
other. Sweetie, you don't even have an award. You had an award for Tamar Braxton.
It was an illusion, okay? It was an art. And that's what I did. I create art. I don't create.
You created a dream.
What they call it, okay? I don't
Clearly, that was one of your dreams, to have more awards than me, which you never
will. Okay, low-key, that
was nominated. I was nominated. For best pop artist and
nominated
here. Thank you.
Nominated.
Okay, nominated, baby, but did you win those categories? You didn't. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Anyway, so let's get into the royalty tonight.
Okay.
So tonight, we have a special guest. We're going to start with the special guest.
Okay.
Special guest, can you come on out?
Yeah, man. She made me millions. I'm in the bay.
You can call him out. Y'all can't do that. Okay, let me tell y'all why we twins, y'all. We have the exact same birthday in real life.
The audience is shady. They didn't clap for that one.
Hey, baby, listen, baby. I could have snatched your ass up off that motherfucking boot.
That's what you did.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's get into the scene. Hey, me, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm falling back, chilling, you know.
Okay, well, we want you to get up out your seat and stop chilling. Now, today was a crazy day for you.
It's been a crazy week.
Okay. Well, listen, we've never really seen you kind of go off like you did in a way. So can you just tell us what happened, like what's going on, how did it start?
Man, long story short, I'm saying. Last week, you know, I put the video up, the Xbox One. You know, that's the one thing. I dropped my single, the controller Xbox One.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Let me
play it on your own band, but we played one of your songs on your album.
I appreciate it. So I dropped that. You know, so that's where, like, a couple days later, I put a video up.
Hey, be talking to you down.
So when I put the video up, I said, basically, I passed the statement, you know what I'm saying? So, my man, Paxton or whatever, he said something up on the Instagram chat, talking about nobody wants to follow you, you know, such and such, X, Y, Z, I'm like, huh, whatever, do the year, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to show
you. So, let me ask you this. So, did you, I'm sorry to cut you off, but did you hit him up? Like, did you hit him up and was just like, yo, are you talking about me? Or, like what's going on? Like,
fast forward. I'm a fast forward. So, I'm like, damn, so is he talking about me? So, to see if he's talking about me, I push him up, basically see if he's going to react to it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
React to it. So, I'm like, damn, yeah, he's talking about me. Like, is that what I do to you? I sure love. So, hit him in the DM. Like, yeah, you got an issue with never responded, but goes back on Insta chat.
Can we? And I'm keep cutting you off, but I'm just trying to get everybody hit on what's going on. So basically, like this whole, we kind of everybody been saying, like everybody follow everybody. So like y'all follow Paxton Snapchat. I mean his Instagram, whatever. I think you see his Insta Snap. Every time I go on his Insta Snap, it was always like some type of flop hashtag, flop ass career, like all this shade. I don't know who it was towards. I never took offense to it because I, like I said, like you ain't at me, so I never took offense to it. And you know, but I feel like if I did, you was coming at me, like you know, I would have said something to you. I would be like, hey, y'all, are you talking about me? But I never felt like that. So by you doing that and you asking him, and then for him to, did he respond? Like what did he say when he?
Nah, didn't respond to my DM.
So he, but he's saying it, but he think what you said.
Yeah, basically, I mean, he stopped at where then he go to my number.
So he was throwing shots at you, and you went to him, and you like a man that you are, you went to him, and you asked him, like, yo, are you talking about me? Like, why are you throwing subliminals at me? And he think what you said, but he didn't respond to it. So the whole motherfucking time here for throwing shots at you, well, you ain't do shit to this man. And that's what the problem is. So people want to sit there and call me fake. Because they think, are you just saying on taxes? Like I said, I don't know the whole situation at all either. I was just learning, just like you was learning. Like, I just learned that he was talking about you the whole damn time. But everybody been seeing it. Everybody talking about it.
I'm like, damn, like.
So I called him out on his bullshit. Like, that's fake as fuck. You don't do that.
Like, it's catching me up. So what I do is I'm like, damn, man, I still love him. I paid the way for him. And saying, like, me, Manny, like, you was the first two pop, you know, IBU artists, you know what I'm saying? I fell back, I chill, I went away. Came back, so I dropped my finger. So when I dropped
They don't even matter. The whole point of the issue is, like, if you're not coming at him, he should not be coming at you. And if you're throwing subliminals, you a weak-ass nigga. Why the fuck you got to throw subliminals at somebody for? You was baiting. Like I told him, I sent it to him. I said, you was baiting. You was baiting, and he caught on to your ass. So on up to it.
So today, you was trying to get that one, dude. He went on live, so I go on live. I'm being a bigger man, so I'm like, listen. Fuck it, do you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Keep doing your thing. Keep grinding X, Y, and Z. So he basically made it seem like he never was talking about me. Like, so he like, you took offense to it.
Everybody knew what the fuck the thing was. Like, you throwing shots? You throwing shots at who? Who else could have been able to throw shots at? Like, who else was it? Nobody is dumb. Like, y'all are playing, y'all like to play victim a lot. They play victim too fucking many times. Like, if you talking about somebody, be direct with your shit. Don't try to hide behind your motherfucking words, nigga. You say that shit. Own up to it.
I'm right, man. That's what it is. I'm over situation. Like I said, shout out to him. Keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep doing mine. Like another day, I'm coming for that sound like I always had. You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm back strong.
I have a question. Like, was it, like, the person who talked about you, like, was it, like, it was Pax? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, it sounded like it was, like, someone like a shave room. You know how they have like these.
No.
Dang, be quiet, baby. Oh my God. Y'all not gonna do my
thing. Give me like, I was begging to be on that Grammy list. No, I never begged. I did was tag, like, you saying, like, damn. You know, man, you ain't make the list.
That does not matter. That's how you know somebody got something against you. They're bringing
you know, like,
up all this
my
other
thing,
shit. Like,
my thing is,
you know, I'm like, damn, we ain't know here again. I said, Paxton, like, shout out to you, Paxton. You know, you're doing your thing. You're the only person I know on this list that put in work. Like, I'm paying homage to you, you know what I'm saying? If you were to come back at me, swap ass career this, swap ass career that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was corny. I thought like that was
people
corny.
People create drama, so that's how they stay relevant.
That's what, see, that's why I stay in my lane, because people will switch on you, like,
exactly, and we're gonna get into like we're gonna get in, we got more shit to talk about, so we're gonna get into every motherfucking thing. So like, I don't give no fuck. I'm not holding back shit. I'm tired of keeping motherfucking secrets.
So I was gonna drop bag. You was gonna get bag.
But my thing, I really don't understand what the, cause first of all, I don't know the whole story, cause I didn't even see all this.
We just told you the whole story. I just told you the whole story. Paxton throwing subliminals.
Okay.
And then, like I said, he's throwing subliminals. He even DM'd me and told me that. He said I was throwing shots, but I wasn't talking about.
But I'm mad confused on what my thing.
He said
is,
he was just saying it in general. I'm just okay. Well, okay. Why was you doing it? Like, what's your saying? Go ahead, talk.
What I'm saying, girl, stop. What I'm saying is, what is Paxton's problem with him? That's what I'm telling you.
When,
okay.
When people don't have no issues with nobody because they love drama so much and that's how they feed off drama, they're going to start drama in any and everything, and that's what he was doing. And like I said, when Meat had DM and was like, look, like, you know, what's up, what's going on? And by him reading what he said and not responding to him, that's how you know he was on some foul shit from the beginning. He was talking about him the whole damn time. This man ain't doing shit to you. He's running his own damn business. If you felt some type of way, he was talking about some day, you was getting Queen or somebody said, or you was saying stuff to Queen or Shane and shit. I don't know all that situation. All I know is that you made it public.
Exactly. Like, I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm being her. I'm like, damn, I think Paxton's going shots at me. She's like, what? No, I think he's throwing shots at me.
So that's what she was saying. That's what she was saying to Queen. You was telling her, like, you know, he's throwing shots at me.
I think he's throwing shots at me.
Okay.
I ain't do nothing to him. You know
what
I mean? Like,
damn, no drama. You
like,
sharing
it. I just kept constantly saying the same thing. I'm like, yo, like, is he really talking about me? No, I'm a label. I'm gonna stay cool. I ain't listening. I'm gonna see what's up. I'm gonna hit him in a DM. Never responded. So when he ain't responding, he go back to him. I'm like, hey, he ain't talking about me. So you talking about me? I mean, I got to say something back as a grown man. You're not about to talk about me. You know what I'm saying? You're not about to talk about me.
Yeah, because I understand it had to be something on Paxton's side because I know you never, ever in drama. You know
never
what I'm saying?
And that's the thing about when I judge people, when I choose to, you know, who I'm gonna focus on, who I'm gonna listen to, like, I listen to both sides of the story. But I know both of y'all. I know Paxton and I know you. So it's just like, I know y'all characters. So I know that you're not going to sit up here trying to start no drama with nobody. Like, I don't want your ass behavior. That is a known fact when it comes to Paxton, when it comes to David. That's what he do.
And I'm not taking no sides.
I'm not trying to sit here and come off, you know, he a bad person, but I'm going to get into the tea later on because we have some other shit, like, you know, some other acquaintance to do. But go ahead.
I even took initiative where he said, I wasn't talking about that. Don't do that shit. Don't pay him no homage. Don't do that shit. No, you ain't say shit the wrong way.
He was throwing shots at your ass and you caught on because you ain't a dumbass. Don't apologize for that.
Oh, my God. I don't hold on to grudges. You know, I'm going to just keep doing this. I'm going to keep putting out these things.
That's all you ever do. That's all you need to do.
I'm about to get back on the stage.
Stay in your lane. That's all you've been doing. You say your own damn thing. You don't fuck with nobody else.
Okay, well, we're going to go on a commercial break. Me, thank you so much for coming in and clearing up the air.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Shout out to all y'all, man. Shout out to all the artists on this thing, you know.
Yeah, shout out to everybody.
Shout out to independent artists.
I'm going to get my bio and send them what y'all think.
Independent artists don't count. Just kidding. But we'll be right back after this commercial break, y'all.
Somebody gave me a fucking doll for Christmas, G. And they named this shit Cash Doll. I don't play with dolls. I wanna rip this bitch head off right now. Let's go. Hey, yo, big bird, how you feeling? What happens to climbing poles to the ceiling? Now you wanna sneak this, but admiring? You should take a look at your environment. Cause all my niggas convicts wake up wanting conflict. So you know they clapping any fucking ratchet down. Tell them it's just a bond stick. Looking at that light pole, I think something needs to be fixed. And you can mention me one more time when you made more than one hit. Cause it's a windy city, ain't shit pretty, you gon' have to toughen up. Trap a line of holes going straight down your chest like a button up. Chirac, my city, you cannot handle, bro. Jump out on business like I'm a manual. Walk through any block, I'm a lost animal. Split her down the middle like a camel toe. After I pull up, she gon' need a doctor. I'm at a door like go home Roger. Just to show out like niggas in new J's. Trigger on the south side in the new Brady. Cash doll, I mean trash doll. Bitch, you don't even know me. No face, no case. So I can't even use emojis. It's too late. Fuck a debate. Crack her head with her own mixtape. Yeah, you to get out of pocket. Woo! Bitch, eyes to be out of socket. How the fuck do you got options? You be on the pole for the profit. Reminding, I'm glad your outfit be shiny. Bitch, I got that poison ivy. If trashed all on the mic, I'd take a light like Seth with Riley. She probably ain't even catch that.
Probably ain't
no
catch
bitches
that.
Don't use their brain no more.
Don't use their brain no more.
They give it though. Do a 360 with a clean hitter, let a bullet hit it and sting shit. Warm up your ass on some spring shit. When the law come, I do not speak English. You don't know what you started, but you the target. I'll pledge allegiance, but I'm heartless. Plant another body in my garden. Misfurt that dick till it come. Make your name smaller than a crumb. I'll chew you up again, spit you out like you shit but a piece of gum. Started from the bottom, stripping your way up. Thought she was Ronald McDonald with all of that makeup. Gotta come deeper. Bye, Felicia. I mean, Keisha, you a stripper hoe. Get it on the floor. Probably never own the fucking Visa. You fake booty bitch. Fake titty bitch. Who can't fucking rap. I could teach you some shit. All you have to do is ask, bruh. All you have to do is ask. I got the answers, bitch. Come on, man. Looking like Dave Chappelle. Come on, man.
So, hey, y'all, thanks for staying with us, and thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Newt Millions for
Dave
coming on.
Dave Chappelle, though, big. What the, like, Dave Chappelle, big.
Let me tell y'all right now. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm just back here running the technical thing. My boss just told me to do. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm Bobby.
Do what you got to do. Say, right, say your name, please.
Y'all know it's Ronnie. I ain't going to do all the intro. Fuck all of that. let me just go ahead and get this shit over with. Cause I'm just,
oh Lord.
People, let before I get started, because I'm not gonna be here like acting the ass. Cause y'all know me. I didn't mature. I didn't got grown. I said got grown, bitch. I am grown, girl. Like I'm not just acting ass with you, bitch. I can't take you serious. But one thing that I will not tolerate is disrespect, especially when it's on my motherfucking name. Cash doll, trash doll, rag doll, basic bitch. Listen, sweetie, let me tell you something. One thing you can never come for, one thing I know for sure, you talking about running motherfucking hands with me, bitch. If you would have seen me in motherfucking Chicago, you would have beat my ass. Bitch, do you not know I would swing your little ass around, bitch? Around the whole motherfucking city of motherfucking windy Chicago, bitch. Do you not motherfucking know? Do you not know? Bitch, your house got broken into, bitch. You need to, your beef with me, bitch. You need to find a motherfucker that broke into your motherfucking house. First of all, find out who the fuck, where the fuck you gonna be living at, bitch. Find out your motherfucking environment is gonna be motherfucking safe, bitch. I live in a motherfucking gated community, bitch. Again, like I said, gated community, bitch. They don't rob where I stay, bitch. Because I paid my, bitch. I paid my dues, honey.
I paid all my fucking bills, honey.
So next time you want to sit up and speak about me and my motherfucking name, bitch, check the motherfucking facts, bitch. And then you want to sit up here and backpedal when motherfucking Sierra went in your motherfucking DM questioning your ass. Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I heard from somebody else. Bitch, no, bitch. You didn't hear from nobody else. Bitch, Paxton was feeding your ass all this motherfucking lies and bullshit. And whoever the fuck was feeding Paxton these motherfucking lies is a bullshit, too. So if y'all really want to know what the fuck happened in fucking Chicago, let me go ahead and break it down for
not
y'all.
Not yet. Pause. Are you done with Cash Doll?
Baby, it's tying in, bitch. It's all, they all irrelevant to me at this point.
Okay, baby, well, we're going on a commercial break. Be right back,
no.
Thank you.
represent that baby, represent that baby.
What's up, y'all? That's my favorite song, just so y'all know.
Hey, the fact that you cut me off, bitch, and I'm just got calm. Just
really, that's what they do with Real Housewives of Atlanta and Loving Hip Hop and everything. Wait to the good part.
Now, let me get motherfucking back to it. So I heard it. I ain't going to say I heard, bitch. I saw, because I have eyes, bitch. I see everything, bitch. I see that the girls are trying to do a phone conference or a live conference after this. Kudos to you. But let me get back to it. So what we left on, maybe?
You said something about Sierra.
Oh, okay.
No, you said something about Chicago.
Let's get into the whole Chicago gist. So as you guys know, me and Sierra decided to meet up in real life and go to Chicago. Now, mind you, we went to Chicago because I wanted to go to Chicago because I was like, look, we want to have fun. I want you to experience Chicago, Sierra. I think we want to have fun. You're my best friend. Like, let's go have fun. Let's go fucking turn up. I fucked with you. We fucked each other. We're going to get a hotel. Da, 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 da. We about to turn up. I was going to pay half. She was going to pay half. That's what we're going to do. Not once was I ever thinking about who all was going to be down there. So, and the reason why I say that, because you got this bitch, this stupid, idiotic, crazy, this bitch who thinks she is just so relevant. Like, bitch, let me say something, Cash Doll. I do not care for you, and I do not care about you. When I went to Chicago, bitch, I didn't know your ass was down in Chicago, bitch. And you better be damn lucky that I didn't know you was in motherfucking Chicago. You said you want to meet up with me, bitch? You do not. That was the last thing that you would have wanted, sweetie. I can guarantee you that. Because, as I said, I would have swept your ass up and down of the Chicago street, bitch. Up and down South State Street. Up and down Michigan Street. Up and down all the streets in the South Side that you stay in with your bum ass. Yes, sweetie, I would have swept your ass, bitch. You in your motherfucking roach-infested house that you live in. You would have been swept by some motherfucking roaches, like the family members that you are. Those are your family people, baby. Those are all your relatives, motherfucking roaches. Okay, sweetie? You would have been swept. So anyways, we decided to go to Chicago because at first we was planning on going to Florida. Like, that was like the whole thing. But Florida was way too expensive. Like, my cousin, she kept on, like, you know, delaying and shit. Like, she just kept on just doing too much. Like, we were supposed to go to Florida with this one clique or, you know, with these other people and da da da. Like, we was all trying to, like, it was just too much. So we finally decided on Chicago. I ended up going to Chicago, and like I said, and not only that, it was me and Sierra, and it was like my own friends from my own real life. It's the way it was, her and her boyfriend and some other people we met down there too. So anyway, the whole Chicago trip, we had an amazing ass time. The hotel was beautiful. We hanged out with Kiki. We got along just fine. Like, you know, like friends, shit, like everything was cool. Up until the last motherfucking night, I'm going to tell y'all every motherfucking thing because I have no shame in my game at all, bitch. Up until the last day, we all decided that we were going to go to Hooters. So we all had went to Hooters and, you know, we ate good. Sierra ordered hella shit because, you know, the bitch likes to eat. She ordering crab legs, ham hocks, anything up in there, but she ordering every motherfucking thing, and everybody's looking at her like, bitch, damn, like, bitch, you paying for all this, like, damn, like, what's going on? So she ordering everything in the motherfucking, the hood or whatever, and, you know, I ordered my little food like that. So anyway, so then it was about time to go, anybody just kicked out, whatever. So, you know, everybody about to pay their stuff, and I'm paying my stuff, and then, you know, the bitch come back to me, and she pointed the receipt. I'm just like, what, you pointed my card in the receipt? I'm just like, what you talking about? What's good? She's talking, your shit was behind. And I'm just like, excuse me? Like, wait a minute. Excuse me? Like, my shit was the No, sweetie. Don't run it back. Like, no. Like, I was embarrassed. I'm being honest. I was embarrassed as hell. I'm just like, how the fuck did my shit get declined? Like, I know I'm not a broke bitch. Like, I know, like, if, first of all, like, if I didn't have money, I'm not going to sit up here being a motherfucking hooter. So, anyways. Like, the good friend that Sierra was at the time, she, you know, because at first I was just going to, you know, I was like, okay, she went back, you know, went back. I was like, Sierra, let's go. Like, okay, I'm not going to pay for this shit. Like, I don't got the money, girl. Like, apparently, like, I got to figure out what the fuck is going on. Like, I don't know what's going on, girl. So we need to go. So Sierra was like, I just want to leave her head out of that. So she ended up paying for my motherfucking meal. And I felt really, really, really fucking bad. I'm just like, damn, like, not only have you been, like, you know, she's been paying for a lot of shit. Like, every time you go down to, like, Chicago, like, you know, parking in Chicago is expensive. So she was paying. I paid at one point with the fucking parking for, like, I'm a broke AB because I paid $230 of my own fucking money when she lost her motherfucking credit card while I was in Chicago. So I paid for that. Like, she went to, like, I'm a fucking broke bitch. I paid for your motherfucking meal, too, when we went to Steak and Shake. So, like, don't sit up here calling me, like, a broke bitch. Like, my shit was declined, so I'm up on the phone trying to get in touch with my bank account, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why, like, you know, what's going on? Of course, all the motherfucking offices is closed, everything closed. So I'm feeling, like I said, I'm feeling really fucking bad because I'm just, like, damn, like, this is my best friend. Like, this is embarrassing. Like, my car got declined not only in front of, you know, Taylor and Sierra, but it also got declined in front of the people I hang out with, like, every fucking day. Like, it's embarrassing. So we ended up going back to the hotel room and, like, you know, we're not really talking because, like, the whole mood was just not the same. Because, I mean, like, it's just the awkward position of being, like, bitch, like, damn, like, what's going on? So, anyways, the long story, I'm going to get into, like, what happened later on tonight. But, anyways, what ended up happening was when I finally got in touch with my bank account, I called him earlier in the morning. I was like, okay, look, my car had got declined, like, you know, so what's going on? Like, I know I got the money in my bank account. And they was like, well, you're in shit. Like, you know, basically, what happened is, like, when you go to, like, a different city or you go to, like, a different state, I'm from Missouri. I'm not from Chicago. I'm from Missouri. I was in Springfield. They declined my credit card because I was not in the, like, the whole state issue thing. Like, when you go to, like, a different state, like, they look at that and being, like, suspicious. Like, oh, I know you in Chicago. Like, it was suspicious. They thought it was, like, suspicious activity, but I had the money in my bank account. So, now, let me go ahead and rewind to the point what really threw our friendship off, because it was not about the whole her having to pay for the whole. No,
Brian.
Brian, we're not doing no commercial
break. Oh, my God.
We're not doing no commercial break, girl. Stop doing it, because, no, we're not doing no commercial break.
Okay,
but let me tell y'all what really motherfucking happened, because it was not my car declining, because, like I said, I would have paid, I ain't gonna say I would have. I was going to pay her back. I was going to pay her behalf that I had for the fucking hotel, and I was going to pay on top of that what she had paid at the Hooters. So she wanted to sit up here and nothing, so, like, she wanted to sit up here and brag to Guillermo and tell all my business to David, and David telling my business to what you call him. And that's not the whole fucking real situation. Like, bitch, I always have the motherfucking money. Bitch, you was going to get paid in the morning, but, bitch, you left. Now, let's talk about why you left Chicago so early, because you were supposed to leave the next day when I was supposed to leave. So let's get into it. So what happened, and like I said, Brian is my witness because he was on the motherfucking phone because I was in distraught. Bitch, I was in motherfucking complete distraught with your ass because you trifling as fuck, Sierra. You a nasty-ass human being, and I have no motherfucking respect for your ass.
Is this so wrong?
I don't care. So anyway, let me tell y'all what happened.
I'm here.
So I was laying down. So like I said, like I was already upset. Like I was upset by the whole credit card thing. My shit does kind of die, like, and not knowing what was going on. So I ended up, I was about to go to sleep. So I'm laying down. You know, I'm on my way to sleep. And I just start hearing, like, you know, like the door just kept on, like, up, like unlocking and locking and all this shit. So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? So I looked up and I see Sierra, like, just walking around the hotel room. I'm just like, okay, like, I think I forgot what I said, but I said something to her, and she didn't say nothing back to me, so I was like, okay, so I rolled back over. So then I just kept on hearing the door, just people just filling with the door, so I looked up, and I noticed that Sierra went into the hotel bathroom, and she took on a shower, so I'm like, I'm like, why she about to get in the shower, like, you know, like, damn, like, it's like, you know, it's hella late, and I'm like, why the fuck is she in the shower, like, what's going on?
It was like, so two, like 2 in the morning, right?
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, like, what the fuck is going on, like, you about to smoke or something, like, what the fuck is going on? So anyways, a person ended up coming in the hotel room, and it was an older white man walking into our hotel room. An old-ass white man walking into the motherfucking hotel room at 2 o'clock in the motherfucking morning while I'm over here trying to go to sleep. So my first reaction was, what the fuck? I was scared. First of all, I was scared because I didn't know who the fuck this person was. I never even heard about this man. I never knew this person was coming over. I didn't know any fucking thing. And the first thing that man do was go in the motherfucking bathroom where Sierra was at. So I got the fuck up out of my motherfucking bed, and I ended up, you know, walking down the damn hallway, and I ended up calling Brian. I'm just like, Brian, A, you know, Brian, A.B. I'm just like, A.B., like, girl, like, I was just, like, in distress. I was, like, I started crying, but, like,
yo, see, y'all, it was so
awkward. Like, it was just, like, way.
Because I was going, like, at that time, like, I was really going through, like, so many different emotions. Like, I was still upset. Like I said, I was really upset about my part of time because that has never happened to me before. Like, my shit, but, like, well, I can say never because it happened to me before. Like, when you, you know, when you going out, I always go out of state all the time. But, like, when you go out of state and you don't tell your bank ahead of time, they suspect suspicious activity, like, they do shit like that all the time. But, like, I was just embarrassed by it. And then, like, the whole thing, it's like my first time meeting Sierra. I'm feeling embarrassed. And then I got this fucking white man walking into the motherfucking room. And I'm just like, and then it just started clicking to me, like, whoa, like, is she having sex with this over-ass white man? Like, what the fuck is she, like, what is he doing with her? Like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm confused. I'm on the phone with Brian. I'm, like, half crying, half trying to make sense of what the fuck is going on around me. So then, Sierra ended up calling me. And, she ended up looking down the hall, and she had seen me just sitting down there, and she's, like, shrugged or whatever. And I'm mad at the time, so I'm not responding to her. I'm talking to Brian, like, I'm like, Gloria, it was just her. She just looked outside the hall and looking at me or whatever. So then she decides to call me something. Girl, what's up? What's up? And I'm just like silent. I'm just like, girl, nothing. Like, I'm fine. Like,
nothing. Yeah, you said, like, Brian. Yeah, you was like, you said something like Brian called me or something like that.
Yeah, like, and so then, anyway, so I ended up going back to the hotel. Like, I walked up, I was really like right down the hall from my hotel room. So I ended up walking back to the hotel room. And then, like I said, Brian was on the phone. And then as I was walking back to the hotel room, the white man was leaving. So then I get in the hotel room. So I wait like a couple of minutes like that. So I'm just like, Sierra, like, what's going on? And she's just like, nothing. I'm like, what do you mean nothing? Like, what's going on? Like, what was that about? Nothing. I'm like, are you having sex with him? Like, were you trying to have sex with him? Like, what do you mean? Like, you were in the bathroom with him? Like, why was he in the bathroom with you? Like, first of all, why did you not change it? You was inviting somebody over, like, while I'm trying to go to sleep. Like, anything, and I started getting really mad. I'm like, anything could have fucking happened to us. Like, I could have got fucking killed just then. Like, why the fuck is this white man in our fucking hotel room? And he old as hell. Like, what the fuck is you doing with an old-ass white man in the fucking bathroom? So I'm really furious with Sierra at this point. Like, I'm cursing her out. I'm pissed off. I'm like, damn, I'm so fucking mad.
Yo,
like, really.
the whole time I'm on the phone, she just threw
and
the phone down
on the phone.
Started, yes, and I'm on the phone. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I've never seen Von go off. Like
I was mad. This thing, like, I was so mad, but I was, like, I was mad for her, and I was mad for me. So I'm just like, friend, and for her to sit here and tell my son, I was like, well, why didn't you tell me? Like, you should have told me that you invited somebody over. Like, I don't care what you're doing, whatever your business, that's your business, but at least let me know. And she was like, well, I don't feel like it concerns you. I'm like, it does. If you invite some random ass person to a hotel or a hotel, you motherfucking head, it concerns me. Like, you should have told me, like, I'm your fucking friend. Like, you don't think, I'm not like no regular ass bitch you met off the fucking street. Like, bitch, I'm your fucking friend. Like, we've been known each other for how long now? Like, you gonna sit here and do me like that? Like, I was really emotional. Like, I was pissed off, and I just felt like she was like downplaying like our friendship, and she was like disrespecting me when I was like being so respectful towards her like the whole fucking time. Like, you could have been real to me about like what the fuck you was doing. So I'm pissed off, whatever, like that. To where I got so pissed off, I just like, you know what, fuck this. So I end up like, you know, I start packing my shit up because I was really like about to pack my shit up and go to my friend's hotel room and just spend the night with them. But I was like, you know what, I'm about to just walk this shit off. So I got on the phone and I got with AB and we had walked and talked or whatever. Like, well, I had walked and talked to AB on the phone. And then when I came back, the whole fucking hotel is cleared out. This bitch then went AWOL. She back on the damn road, went back to Huntsville, Alabama or whatever. I ended up telling AB, I was just like, damn, like, I was like, I really didn't want her to leave because I felt like, you know, I was like, was I wrong for feeling like that? Like, was I wrong for, like, telling her, like, you know, you should have told me that you was inviting somebody over, like, for our safety? Like, anything could have happened to us. Like, I need to be able to identify this. I need to be able to, you know, if something was to happen to you, like, your family, I'm pretty sure they would have questioned me. Like, you know, you was with him. Like, why didn't you, like, protect him? Like, I'm trying to protect you and protect me, and you want to sit here and spread these lies by me and try to tell my business to Paxton and motherfucking Gamo and got Gamo for throwing shots at me and all this shit and got cash down talking about shit she don't fucking know about. Like, that shit is irrelevant to me. Like, all that shit is irrelevant to me. What hurt me the most is that I considered you my motherfucking best friend. Like, I fucking respected you as a motherfucking human being. Like, and for you to play me like that, like, that's mad fucking disrespectful. And like I say, all this shit is for the Iron View. That's for Iron View. All that shit y'all talking about, that's for Iron View. Y'all can do all y'all little show and try to come at me and talk about I'm broke and all this shit. But ain't no shame on the motherfucking game, bitch. I don't have all the motherfucking money in the world. And I know that, bitch. I don't have it like that, bitch. I'm a fucking college student. How many motherfucking college students you know that got money? I'll wait. I'll fucking wait. I'm in motherfucking college, bitch. I'm paying. I got my own motherfucking place, bitch. I'm paying rent on that, bitch. I pay my own fucking for my own fucking meals, bitch. I pay for my own fucking cell phone bill, bitch. When I go out and the Chicago thing, bitch, I pay for it out of my own fucking money. My mama, my daddy was not helping me, bitch. So next thing y'all want to take a print, speak about my motherfucking name, bitch. Check y'all motherfucking facts, bitch. Don't ever try to come at me motherfucking sideways, Sarah. You, out of all people, you should have known better, like, for real. Like, and for you to sit in there and tell Paxton, and then for Paxton to be sitting up here kicking and kissing all that, like, all in my, I say kissing, but kicking all in my motherfucking face and over here trying to, you know, talk to me. Like, you foul too, nigga. Like, you hella fucking foul. Because this whole motherfucking time, you run and tell Sierra, you run and tell him what Sierra told you to your fucking boyfriend, knowing he got some type of vendetta against me. For what? You don't like me because your man like me? Cash dollars, that's what the issue is? Your issue with me because your man likes me. Like, your man, he could tell me his friend. He's the one who, all that motherfucking DM out here asking me for advice. Like, they're like, why do you have an issue with me? Why do you even have an issue with me? What is give me a legitimate-ass reason why you have an issue with me. Because of your jealousy. You're talking about Brian. You fucking jealous of me, bitch. You've always been fucking jealous of me. For what? For what? Why are you so fucking jealous? But like I say, that's the real motherfucking situation. Like, y'all, if people want to sit here and gossip and all this shit, I'm going to tell y'all the real motherfucking fact. And like I said, that's a good-ass fucking friend. I never told nobody none of this shit. I never told nobody nothing that happened between me and Sierra. The only person that knew about it was Brian. And Brian only knew about it because I actually left the fucking phone on. Because I set the phone down.
And we didn't even tell Jean.
And we didn't even tell Jean. Jean just now heard about it just now as we talking about it. Because Brian asked us, should I tell Jean? I said no. Because it's not concerning Jean. It's between me and Sierra. So that's the question I am. So y'all want to sit here and speak about me and y'all want to do y'all little motherfucking show and rant about me. So I said, don't forget who the bitch I was to you. Because my respect and my character means more than me than the motherfucking, what the fuck, this Instagram IMVU bitch shit. That ain't me. Y'all can have that. Y'all can have the crown. Y'all can have the throne. Y'all can have the icon title. I don't give a fuck about that. Me as a motherfucking good-ass best friend comes first. And I've always been real to all of you bitches. I gave everybody first.
I'm trying to cut you off real quick. Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry that you went through that during the process of being there, but I wanted to tell you this, but I did it once at the same time. I knew something was going to happen when y'all met each other. Remember I called you, and you was at the hotel with her, and I was like, is that she at the background? I was, and I was like, okay, all right. Like, I knew something was going to happen. I knew it, but I didn't want to tell you because I didn't know how would you feel about it. But I just want you to know, yeah, that's all.
This is, I'm saying, like, the thing, like, people want to make their issues, like, people are trying to make my issues with Sierra their issues, and it's not.
Yeah.
I never involved anybody else in what was going on between
me
and Sierra. It stayed between, it literally stayed. Like, only person I knew about, like I said, was Brian. Only reason why Brian knew about the situation was because I left the phone on, not knowing that I did. I set the phone down because I just wanted to get right down to the bottom of it. Brian would have not even known. Honestly, truly, he would not even know. Even though I know Brian could keep a secret, I still would have not told him because it did not involve him. It involved me and Sierra. But Sierra, the one who went to the prayer, and the only reason why I'm up here talking about this situation now is because commenting on the situation, and they're trying to take me out to be this bad-ass person or this broke-ass individual. And like I said, I had the money to pay her back the following morning. I was going to pay her the last day. I wanted to make sure that I had enough motherfucking money, bitch, to let that so I could have fucking fun, too. You was going to get paid. So if the issue – no, Jane, hold on, baby. If the issue was about money, you know you would have been covered. Like, if the issue, you should have came to me. You're like, oh, you didn't pay your half. I was going to pay you the half. But the issue wasn't about money. And she know that. The issue was exactly what I just said it was. She was embarrassed. She was embarrassed that I caught her ass doing whatever the fuck she was doing. I don't know what she was doing. I don't, like I said, I don't know if she was trying to have sex with this man or not. Because when I, but the only reason why it leads me to believe it is because why would you be in the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning with a random ass white man? He wasn't a janitor, because I asked you that. He wasn't trying to fix shit. He wasn't a housekeeper. Why else would you have been in the bathroom with a man, with an old ass white man at 2 o'clock in the morning? Come on now. And I never judged you for that. I just told you to keep it real, since, like, keep it real with me. Like, let me know what's going on. Or you should have been like, girl, look, I got somebody coming over, girl. He an old ass man, but I'm going to get this money. So I'm like, I don't judge nobody. You do you, baby. How you make your living, that's up to you. You do your own little thing. Paxton was making his living doing what he was doing. I'm not going to spill your tea. I'm not going to spill your tea, but you know what you was doing, making your money too, Paxton. See, if I was a petty ass bitch, I would have just spilled all your tea, Paxton. But that's not the type of person that I am, sweetie. I'm not that girl. That's what I need to. That's what I feel to fucking realize. That's what all you bitches feel to realize when you come and attack me and you try to throw shots at me. Y'all need to all y'all motherfucking sources. And I'm the motherfucking complete source, because I'm always going to keep this shit real. But we still got time left, so I mean.
Okay, me? Let me say something real quick. Like, me, I didn't feel, when all that stuff went down, I was mad at Sierra, because I felt like I was mad at her for putting you through that situation. But I still like Sierra, you know what I mean? We're not on the best of terms, like, period. But I still liked her, like, and even during the whole thing, I was kind of sticking up for her, like, in a way, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, well,
I was,
we
both were.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I kept on asking you. I was like, did I do something wrong? Like, I kept on blaming myself. That's the type of good person I am. I kept blaming myself, because I felt like, okay, I did not want to hurt her. That's the reason why I ended up texting him. I ended up texting her while he was on the road. I was like, I did not want you to leave, but have a safe trip back. And I didn't want to text that back at the time, because I was
the whole time we were making excuses.
We were making excuses for the whole thing. Like, I didn't even want her to fucking. I wanted us to talk about this. I wanted us to dead that situation right then and right there, to where when she got back to Huntsville, we could be on the phone, kicking and planning our next trip. It was never that big to me. She just made it big by sending her leave. You left making it big instead of actually handling the situation. I don't care what you was doing. All I said, you should have told me. And if you would acknowledge my feelings in that situation, we would have been cool to this day. You did not acknowledge my feelings in the situation when I was acknowledging yours. And that's what the problem was. You did not acknowledge how I felt in that situation. But you put me in. Not only me, but put yourself in. Because let's be honest, your motherfucking family was calling your ass, thinking I'm the fucking killer. Calling your ass religiously, FaceTiming you, calling you. You dead yet? You dead yet? Thinking I'm about to kill your ass. Like, I'm the fucking person who crazy. But you didn't want to put yourself in this type of situation, put yourself in harm's way. I was protecting you, but you couldn't see it. But now you want to sit up here and tell tell my business and tell me I'm broke and I can't pay for shit and got gamma making
money. She got like she didn't pay her back.
Me?
No. I know what people's true intentions is. It never was about the money with you.
All right, the tiger.
Sierra has, this is what Barney called her, I have this intuition. But Sierra, I'm not going to say I'm call her a brother, because like, she don't have no responsibility. Like, the only thing she pays for is her car note. It's her car note and her insurance, and, you know, that's it. I have more responsibility than her, so of course my money is not as long as her. So she definitely makes more money than I do. So she's not a broke-ass person. I'm not going to sit here and talk about she broke. She's not broke. She just don't have that many responsibilities like I do, like I said. But she was, so I noticed she wasn't mad about the money situation, because she could make that back within like a couple weeks of paycheck, or probably a week paycheck or whatever. She's a manager. She works full time. She works 60 hours a week. She could always make that money back. So I know she wasn't mad about the money. She was embarrassed. That's what it was about. She was really embarrassed that I caught her slipping up. And just be real about it.
Me looking at it as a, being a regular person, like, I understand the friendship things. Oh, you're not supposed to tell da 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 da. But as a real person, of course we go and tell our friends things. You know, so I kind of understand her telling Paxton, but honestly, I really don't understand her telling Gamo. I mean, we all know Gamo.
Hold on, your phone had it like a whole pause. What you say you kind of understand her telling what?
I said I understand her telling Paxton, but I don't understand her telling Guillermo. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand her telling either one of those people. Like, what is your motive behind telling them when you're the person who was in the wrong? You were the one in the wrong. I could see her telling her, like, look, I fucked up with Bob. Like, I should have told Bob. Like, what should I do? Like, asking for advice on how she could fix the relationship or what she should do or, you know, to check and see if she could. Maybe she didn't think that she was wrong. Maybe in her mind, she didn't feel like she was wrong. Maybe she felt like she didn't have to tell me that she was inviting somebody over. Even though it was putting me in harm's way or putting both of us in harm's way, she didn't feel like she needed to tell me. Maybe she really felt like that. But even if I would have felt like that, I would have still acknowledged her. I would have said, you know what? Although I don't agree with that, you know, I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm sorry that I offended you. Like, that was not my intention. That's what a real ass motherfucker would have done. That's what I would have done. It's like I said, would have done. And like I said, this shit is way more real than, like, all the icon and all this shit. Like, that whole cash out shit, like, that whole beginning of the fucking show, this shit was just a kiki for the girls, girl. Like, I don't care about you, cash. I don't give two fucks about you, bitch. You can talk about me all you want to talk about. I don't give a fuck. That's off the show, girl. But when it comes to Sierra, you was my straight bitch, and you disrespected me. You lost a good-ass friend, and you know that. I was never wrong to you. And that's all I got to say about the whole situation. That's all. This whole show literally just cleaning up the whole BS. It's just me venting. Like, it is vent. This is what this show is about. It's me getting all my frustrations, my feelings. Because we have never talked since that day. We have never had a conversation.
And yeah, I find that to be crazy.
And she did. I will say she did call me, but I was on a roll and I was weak, so I didn't receive that call. So I talked to her in a call right back when I got back to the when I got back to St. Louis. And we didn't get back to, like, I literally get back to St. Louis like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I just never called. But I was going to call her back. But I was like, you know what? Honestly, I don't feel like I need to reach out to her. I feel like she still needs to reach out to me. I feel like if she really valued our friendship, she would have even, like, went to SNL. Like, you know what? I'm going to call her back again. I'm going to call her again and see what.
Yeah, me, I understand what you're saying because it's really not your, like, hey, it's not your wrong
thank
for you to call her. But also,
thank
I was kind of like, oh, like, did you call Sierra yet? Did you call Sierra yet? And then when you told me that, that's when I understood. Because at first I wasn't understanding. I was like, well, maybe, you know, you should call Sierra. I think you should call Sierra, you know? And then when you told me what you say, when you was like, it's not really my, I wasn't wrong for me to have to keep calling you.
It's not even always about being right or wrong. Some type of friend, like, if I had our friendship, I would still reach out to you. I just really felt like, I was in the point of, like, I'm a test her. I'm like, if she really fucks with me, she's going to call me back. Like how you are, Brian. Like, you know, when we got into our situation, if you really fuck with me, you're going to still try to reach out to me. And you did.
And I did, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But,
and that's how
but
I feel
it took me a couple months. Maybe it's going to take her a couple months.
I don't know. At this point, I don't
Now, let me
I
ask you a question.
To,
let me ask you, let me ask you a question. If she was to call you and be like, yo, let's talk, what would you say?
I would be up for it. But my whole thing about it is, like, okay, I ain't no buzz because, like I said, I'm real about her. I'm going to say yes, I would listen to her. I'll listen to what I have to say. But at the same time, ain't no buzz. What I really need from her, honestly, is I need her to acknowledge, because she don't only do this with me. She did this with you before, too. She does not acknowledge other people's feelings when she makes a mistake. Like, she always feel like, okay, she made a mistake. Okay, and so what? You can't go around life doing that. You have to acknowledge.
Oh, you talking about the AB situation. Okay.
Yeah, like every time she gets through with somebody, like she always about to end and she knows she's wrong. She don't ever want to sit up here and be like, you know what, take blame for, like, you know, take responsibility for that. And that's a big part in you know, in forgiveness and maturity and friendship. You got to take responsibility for your actions. When you fuck up, just admit to it. I fuck up all the fucking time and I'm always, you know, I don't mind saying I'm sorry or, you know, come to somebody when I know I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it, y'all. Like, I honestly, like, I'm not finna sit up here. I'm not talking about this situation no more. This is only for, like, my, like I said, the first half was like a little kiki for the girls, me clapping back at y'all. But the last part just got real fucking real too fucking quick. And like I said, like, I'm just done with it. Like, I'm tired of people stop coming for me. Please stop coming for me. Like, I don't listen to nobody. I stay in my own little world, make my own little videos, do my own little, you know.
Okay, shout out with Miss West Series.
Okay, I do need a shout out to, and I stutter too. When I get really mad, y'all are frustrated. I start to stutter a lot, so forgive me for that. I just stutter, not because I'm nervous. I just stutter because I talk too fast. But I do want to give a shout out to what's my girl name?
Bella Diaz.
No, Tamar.
Oh,
Tamar. I'm gonna be on Tamar's show. Is it?
Oh,
I think it's this week. Yeah, she just asked me to be on her show. Yeah, I'm gonna be on a Tamar Stream Radio show. I believe this week, so make sure you guys tune into that. I'll also be making a post about it too, so check out my Instagram at Bitches Bunny. And girl, yeah, you know I'm always booked, honey.
Jing, you got anything to say for this? Jing? All right, that's a no. Okay,
thank you. Hold on, one last thing too. Thank everybody for tuning in. Like I said, y'all, like, nothing I said was fabricated because I don't fabricate shit. So what you just heard was probably the most realest shit you ever would have heard from me. I'm not going to kick off this anymore. I know that there is another show after this, and I'm not going to respond back to that. Like, this is it.
I don't think there's a radio show after this.
They doing, like, a live or something like that, and I'm not responding. I'm not. Any allegations against me at this point, I don't give a fuck. So please do not at me. Do not comment to me. Do not tell me to tune in. Do not tell me what they're saying. I do not give a fuck. You know how to reach me. You know my motherfucking number. It has not changed. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. If you don't fuck with me, then it is what it is. That's all. Thank you, guys.
Me, I just got to say, God bless you. I don't know how y'all gave this going to hell. And thank y'all for listening. Y'all, I didn't say nothing bad about nobody. Cash Doll, you know me and you is cool. We're not best friends, but we cool. Sierra, I ain't got no bad blood between you, Paxton. I don't really like you like that, and you know that. And God bless everybody. Keep your eyes on the prize and all your kids going to hell. Bye.
Finna do the damn thing. I ain't here for no diamonds and no chains. Luckily, I already have them things. All you gotta do is fuck me. See, I know I deserve much more than that tip, babe. I'm already cruising in the night swift. Fuck me like a trick, disrespect me, don't text me. Show me what it's worth, get this work worth. Your eyes focus on the pressure. You know I have to worry about my feelings. The last nigga who had them made my heart so cold, so, so cold, so, so cold. Now focused on this do. Niggas is mad at you cause I switched up my attitude. Now I'm on this avenue with a real stank attitude. You express no gratitude even when I was inside of you. Where's your versatility? I need someone inside of you. I should've known you was a selfish, low life, power bottom. You ain't have the brains to fuck with the supermodel. I'm throwing in the towel, taking trips out to Morocco. Smoking sour, popping bottles, back to trapping out the bando. You wasn't ready for all this action, this mandingo that I was packing. You wasn't ready for all this passion in my controversial fashions. You had yourself a Janet, now you're sorry, Mrs. Jackson. Now I'm out with Martin and I'm chilling in the Aston. Stretch before you flex on a nigga like me. Cause fucking with me gives you cramps in your hamstrings. No, I can't sing, but I can do a lot of things. I'm just asking for these niggas to say what they really mean. Fuck me. All you gotta do is fuck me. See, I know I deserve much more than that tip, baby. I'm already cruising in the night swift. Fuck
like a trick. Disrespect me, don't press me. Show me what it's worth, get this work, work. Keep your eyes focused on the pressure. You don't have to worry about my feelings. The last nigga who had done made my heart so cold, so, so cold, so, so cold. Now I'm focused on this, don't. I'm working on this body 7 days a week. I gotta thank the Lord, the bitch, STD free. Drink my vitamins, biotin for my skin. I don't trust these means, don't got a lot of friends. All you gotta do is fuck me. All you got to do is fuck me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All you gotta do is fuck me. All you gotta do is fuck me. Got it.